Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Thanks again to Anthony Wynn for stopping by, who just put it clearly as to why he's turning around to fight in the UFC in 2 weeks, because he's broke. Fighting, man. What a lifestyle.
It is.
Hope he gets that 100K, though. Going to be rooting for him.
It's crazy. How, and it's hard to explain. I've known a bunch of guys who on the football field were deemed soft that ended up going into fighting and seemed like badasses. And we all sit back and look at this and go, how does this happen? Because I tell you the story of Bob Sapp.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And this guy was on pay-per-view fighting seven guys in one night. So, like, nobody can explain. We still, when we talk about Bob Sapp, we go, why couldn't he do that when he was playing football?
Not certain all those Japanese fights were on the up and up.
I know.
But he still looked cool.
He made a boatload of money.
Oh, he did. He's a legend. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami, at a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Dolphins have joint practice going on right now. I saw two tweets that were fantastic. Made me feel awesome when all of this was happening. One of them was from Joe Shad. You want to do your impression of Joe Shad?
You know, Some wide receivers don't like to block.
He said, this is total domination by the Giants defense. Dolphin center Aaron Brewer has words for his offensive line teammates on the sideline. More physicality and better technique is needed. All right. Yeah,
that's part of improving and getting better.
David Veronis says that Giants rookie O-lineman, former Miami Hurricane, Francis Maui-Noa, seen leaving the joint practice and headed to the medical facility. So hope everything's cool for CC. Don't want anything bad happening there.
No.
Apparently got banged up. But yeah, not a great start apparently for the Dolphins. But listen, the Giants have, I mean, you want to talk about a team that has pass rushing in waves.
Yeah.
It's the Giants. They have too many pass rushers, maybe, if that's such a thing.
Might have to kick the tires on one.
Might have to. Give him a little call. Give him a little looky-loo. Bloop, bloop. See what you got going on. That's something. That's something. Meanwhile, Jeff Hafley, he spoke to the media this morning and gave some thoughts about the preseason. Somebody asked him about getting rid of preseason just fully. Here's what he had to say.
Coach, if the NFL said that they were going to get rid of the preseason and all you could have would be joint practices. Do you think that would be enough to get your team ready for a season?
That's a good question. We'd have to. So, I mean, whatever they say we need to do, we need to do. I still think there's something about getting off the bus, going into the stadium, being in the locker room for whether it's an hour or 2 hours, depending on when you get there, walking out, going through your pregame routine. I think especially for the young guys, like, for example, we have a lot of young guys. And I think right now it's really important for them to go through their routine in these three preseason games. What is their routine? What bus do they want to get on? In college, you just all get on one bus, you go together, you kick off, and you play. It's different, right? So they got to feel comfortable. And I think a lot of them get the anxiety out that way, because no matter if you call it a preseason game or a real game, there's a certain level of anxiety, just like today, that will start to creep up, just like when we go in the stadium on Saturday. And I think they need to go through that. So I think they are important still. I think you get a lot out of the joint practices, but I think you still can get a lot out of the preseason games as well.
Fence sitting.
Yes. I'm like, what the hell? He said we have to, and then went on all the reasons why.
Pick a side, Halfley. You know you want just joint practices. I could smell it on you.
No. He explained every reason why the joint practices don't mean anything. Mm. Right?
He literally
just sat there and explained why the preseason games mean more than joint practices.
I know, but then he doesn't believe it.
Here's the deal. So there's two buses. One bus leaves early, one bus leaves right when you have to be there. You technically have to be there an hour and a half before every game.
Yep.
Right. So the second bus will get you there, you know, hour and a half, hour 45 before the game, depending on how far the trip is. Unless, of course, you're in Dallas and your front bus gets in an accident and then it backs everything up.
Jeez.
That happened to us. But here's the deal. You got to go through that process as a young player to understand how you need to get your body and your mind ready to play. If you don't go through that process, this isn't college. You can't play FAMU your first week. So you go out there without having going through that process, without having to play in a preseason game to get your mind right. And what ends up happening? You get dump trucked by a veteran team because you haven't done it yet. So he's kind of saying preseason is important for young team. He's a young team. But then on the other hand says, I don't want to work him too hard. And
so I'm saying, he's a fence sitter. I felt like, you know, the most important thing is a bus. I don't like that. Jordan Brooks, he's not practicing today. He's dealing with a leg thing.
That's Jordan Brooks. Whatever.
That's Jordan right. Brooks.
Yeah, Jordan yeah. Brooks, Sealer. Like, they've been through that process on several occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And certain positions being missed isn't a bad thing when you have a lot of young guys trying to vie for positions and stuff like that. But you got to make sure while doing all that and sitting your veterans that you're still getting ready for the season. You can't assume that everybody's going to be ready. Right? How you get ready for football, you play football. How you get ready for a game, you go through the you know, steps to play a game, getting your mind right, what time you need to get there. Do you go out on the field a little early and get a pre-warm up? All those things matter. But, you know, here's one thing the young guys got to learn, and I don't know how this is going to work because you got a lot of young guys.
Mm-hmm.
Your ass got to be on the first bus. Because if you ain't taped and a veteran comes in, he going to kick your butt off the table.
Marcel Louis Jacques from ESPN says, Giant safety Javon Holland beat Will Kaczmarek on a blitz, sacks Malik Willis during 11-on-11. Ah, Snowman's back. Forgot he was a Giant. Revenge practice, sec. That's what we got going on.
No, yeah, like, it ain't even, like, yeah. You think, not even got. In a preseason game, there's no revenge.
Mm.
You're just trying to get your work in and get ready for the season. You don't care.
Did you guys see yesterday, apparently, I mean, hate to bask in it, but I don't. I mean, apparently Tua had a terrible practice yesterday after his awful preseason game. Did you see this, Brittany?
What? Oh, I did. And it seems like a battle might be on the horizon, like I was saying yesterday.
People are saying that Michael Penix might be the first person to ever win a battle without having to take a snap. That's how bad Tua was yesterday.
Really?
Yep. He apparently stunk up the joint.
Question. The worse Tua does, the more praise has to be given to Mike McDaniel?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Mike McDaniel or if he's just physically shot. Like, I don't know. I don't, because Mike McDaniel was never good with any quarterback besides Tua either. Not like he was good with Skylar Thompson. Not like he was good with Quinn Ewers, and he made it seem like we were getting new Tom Brady.
Right.
So I don't know. But he seems like he may be cooked. He may be cooked.
I mean,
somebody described his practice as quote horrific yesterday.
Tua, I and you've heard me say this before. I don't know if he's physically cooked, but he's got monkeys juggling knives in his head. Because very, very, sometimes you have to be almost cocky and arrogant to a point when you play sports to have confidence in what you're doing, right? And not worry about trying to please somebody when you play. And you're not doing that out of arrogance or being cocky, but you're doing it to have the right mental mindset to go out there and perform at your highest level, right? Tua has to have confidence in what he's doing, how he's throwing the ball, the choices he's making, or whatever. It always seems like, for the last 2 years at least, he is always out there playing, trying to satisfy something he heard.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that is that's a mental thing, which means that at that position, you can't be mental like that. You think of all the great quarterbacks. They had a kind of arrogance about themselves.
Sure.
A kind of cockiness. Not necessarily they were cocky, but how they approached the game and the things that they did. And they didn't care what anybody else thought. He cares too much.
Carlos V says, I wonder if Atlanta Tobin starts off the 11 o'clock hour with, it's hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. No. Different times. Simpler times. Simpler times.
And you did that after success.
I did that no matter what. I did that start of the career all the way through. Yeah. Until Jennifer made me ban him.
Yes. You're welcome.
After the Colts game.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I don't feel welcome.
But yeah, do you kind of get that feeling with Tua? Like, it's always something that has nothing to do with what he can do on a football field that affects what he does on a football field. Like after a game, oh, well, I guess I slid this time. Or like, nobody cares, dude, play football. Right? We made a big deal about stuff with Tua that should have no bearing on how well he plays the position. And mentally it got to him.
Travis Wingfield says, offense still struggling to get it going.
Oof. You're going to have some of that, but keep in mind, that's a very, very good front seven.
Ooh, Will Manso. We have a punch thrown by Austin Jackson. Jeff Hafley said pre-practice that he has no tolerance for anything like that. You're done with practice. Now a big dust up on the other side of the field with dozens of players pushing and shoving. We have fisticuffs on the practice field.
You know what it is? Camp with no penalties. Like, you take a whole bunch of grown men, put them on the field, and have them go back and forth without having to worry about costing your team, and they're going to be fights. Now, you take it and put them in the game with that same energy, and they ain't going to go that far.
Yanni Caracas from WPBF says, a bigger fracas is on the field between the Giants and Dolphins. We have a fracas. Is it fracas or fracas? Fracas?
Fracas.
Fracas.
Yeah, like fracas, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Barry Jackson said, I wouldn't call this mayhem at Dolphins practice, but multiple incidents in the past few minutes, tempers flaring. What's the heat index right now?
97.
Oh yeah.
They want them to call practice.
That's bad mood.
Yeah. Hey, I've seen brother-in-law, and I've also seen two guys get in a fight, get kicked out of practice, and then dap each other up on the way out. Right? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, they know what they're doing. Ooh. It's hot.
Hey, but let's get kicked out.
Yeah. Hey, and you say, you know what? Don't ball your fists up. No fist. We just gonna grab and shake and wrestle a little bit, you know, like that. No throwing punches. Because if somebody break a finger or a hand, now everybody gonna get in trouble. So, yeah, man. It.
Isaiah Smalls says that Austin Jackson threw a punch to an unknown Giants player. Kayvon Thibodeau pushed AJ. He tripped over another player to fall to the ground. Not surprising. He's been getting killed all day and definitely frustrated.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I mean, that, like, and here's what happens.
Ooh.
You ready? You want me to tell you what starts fights?
Hmm?
And the coaches don't want to take any responsibility for this? You're struggling against a guy across from you. You get back in the huddle, and your coach is in your ear yelling at you.
Right.
Right?
No, Jeff Hafley's a big no-fight guy.
Yeah, but, like, sometimes the coaches incite riots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they call it coaching them up, but you actually just pissing everybody off.
Dade South says that Messi slapped someone in the back of the head last night. That's great. What are you going to do to him? Nothing. That's what.
You see what they do to him, though? Like, their sole goal is to just knock him around. Messi. Mm-hmm. Like, you watch him. Every time they go by him, they just chicken wing him or something like that.
Messi does the – I'm watching it right now. Messi does the tap on the back of the head and then does the point because the guy is going to come to him and go, don't you do it. What do you do in that? Are you like, eh?
It's messy.
It's messy. It's got to be like, oh man, right? Pissed off a legend.
That's like not too many people would get in fight with Tom Brady.
Crazy. Timbo Slice says Tobin watches every sport except for the Pinks. You're right. I can't have time for everything. All right, the Marlins are in a wild card race right now. Timbo Slice, sorry.
Are you excited for today?
I know there has been zero mention of it.
Yeah.
Well, I got ridiculed for it yesterday, but am I excited for today?
Your fancy is tickled?
Are you kidding me?
I wonder what my sports would be to you if we tickled your fancy.
You could try that one day.
I saw that Rory still being sassy about the LIV golfers. Did you hear him?
I would say Rory's problem with the LIV golfers have nothing to do with LIV golfers. It has to do with the people.
Well, this was him yesterday asked about the LIV golfers trying to get back.
Scotty was asked about the possibility of LIV guys coming back and whether they bring value, in your opinion. Are there guys, if it goes away, that should be allowed back?
I mean, I'd argue, have they brought value to LIV? You know, I think PJ Tour is in a really good spot.
So part of the reason why they didn't bring value to LIV is because LIV gave them so much money, it wasn't sustainable.
Fat cats.
Right? It wasn't. Well, it's not even that. They could be out there, you know, playing good golf, but there's just not any money generated to absorb the large amounts of money they were given.
I thought LIV was like a cool concept. Obviously, we went out there a couple times. It was fun, but I just think that golf's so institutional in the casuals and the majors. It's just a tough thing to crack through, you know?
It's not even that, though. Think about this. The PGA Tour, the way it's set up with, you know, the lesser tours, they all feed into the PGA. You all qualify based on that. Now they have the something they do with college. So the top ranked college player automatically gets a card. So they have that. They call it PGAU. Mm-hmm. So there's so many like feeders into the PGA Tour. What LIV did was take the top players, offer them a ridiculous amount of money. They, in order for that to be sustainable, with all the tournaments, and you see how big they did it.
Yeah, like, I saw.
It was crazy. They couldn't generate enough money to pay the players.
I still don't even know what the championship was, though, of LIV. Like, I didn't know what the big tournaments were. I didn't know that if the one we went to in Miami was big or if there was the LIV championship of the world. You know what I mean?
They had a championship at the end, you know, where they did one tournament. But there's points during it. Put it this way. It's almost like Formula One, where you have a driver.
Right. So same
as IndyCar. Have the what do they call it?
Teams.
The championship.
The constructors championship.
Right. Then they have that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so there's a lot of different ways you can make money.
Right.
But just say if a new company came on and they offered Lewis Hamilton so much money, he couldn't say no because they really wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they never did the things to kind of make that money back. The team would fold.
Yeah, but you know, they found their thing. It's fancy NASCAR for the non-rednecks. We get it.
So, but the whole problem with LIV is they just didn't generate enough money to pay. They were giving people $200-300 million just to leave the tour to come over there. Now, if I'm a golfer, I'm like, I'll take the $300 million and just deal with it however I can if I have to go back.
Yeah, I get it. But the whole point that Rory's saying is like, what value is like, nobody's still separate. Like, you didn't, the only thing that we know about LIV, I'm saying from a casual standpoint, is you knew those guys got a lot of money to jump ship, but they really couldn't make a foothold in
right
what was important to but tune that, into.
Right. But that's first of all, you couldn't find it. When I did watch LIV Golf, there was so much stuff on the screen, I couldn't keep track of what was going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because take Formula One. They'll show the owner's points, like, at some point, right? Just imagine if they had team owner's points and individual on the board at the same time during the race. That's what LIV did. So, that, like, even the process in which they did stuff was like, it was too much.
I got a tweet here from Omar Kelly. So during today's Dolphins Giants practice, the Dolphins O-line got eaten up by the Giants D-line. Miami couldn't cover Isaiah Likely, and the Dolphins secondary was booty cheeks.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that's like, well I mean,
we're
when
expecting.
You say that, right, and you talk about what unit on the team was going to struggle, why are you shocked?
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, and especially, and this is why these practices aren't as important as a game. So, when you do these practices and you can't hit the quarterback, the pass rush goes and whatever, and you just run by, and then the quarterback steps up and throws the ball anyway. So in a practice like this, your secondary is going to get exposed because you're not putting no pressure on the quarterback, and the quarterback knows he's not going to get hit. When you pressure a quarterback enough, he starts looking at you instead of down the field. That's a part of the game. And that's all gone because he knows he ain't going to be hit, so he just casually steps up, chop runs by, does his little wave the arm. They don't stop the play. They keep the play going. And oh, Isaiah Lively is killing him. Right, because there's no threat on the quarterback.
Sneaky good tight end.
No, he is.
Sneaky good tight end. Doesn't get enough love.
So when there's no pressure on the quarterback, you know, some quarterbacks, soon as they start getting pressured, what do they start doing? Running. They start scrambling instead of stepping up. There's things mentally that you can affect the quarterback just by putting people in his face. All that's lost because you have a controlled practice.
Give you a weather update brought to you by Tornado Roofing Contracting. Hurricane season is here. Make sure your roof and windows are ready. Call 954-968-8155. Cloudy with a chance of feelings in Miami Gardens. No, I'm just kidding. Right now it is 89 degrees, partly sunny. Feels like 94. Humidity 70%. Got a chance of some rain later on. And then there's an air quality alert as well. Speaking of quality, I'm going to tell you guys about Kalshi, huh? Before the season even kicks off, everyone's making predictions. Who's going to win the division? Who makes the playoffs? Who's lifting the trophy at season end? On Kalshi America's number one prediction market platform, you can trade those predictions in a live market. Now, today's practice notwithstanding, everyone thinks Miami is going to stink. All right, rebuild season. But maybe you don't. Maybe you got faith in the Aqua and Orange to make the playoffs. That's currently trading right now at 9%. So a $100 trade pays out at over $1,000. But maybe you think that's a little too ambitious, right? Maybe I think they can win more. People are talking 3 wins, 4 wins. Maybe they can get 6 or more wins. That's currently trading at 29%. So a $100 trade gets you a $350 payout. On Kalshi, you're trading against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probabilities change, you can buy in and out of your position. You download the Kalshi app. Use my code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade on anything. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regular.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Taste of the Track is returning to Gulfstream Park, and on August 29th, they got the Taste of Havana. We got your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to go. To enter, go to the contest page at WQAM.com. Dolphins joint practices going on right now with the Giants. Here's the cliff notes, all right? Dolphins offensive line having some struggles against the Giants' fantastic pass rush. Malik Willis has thrown some picks today. Devon Achane's doing Devon Achane stuff. He's fast. There's been a bunch of skirmishes. We've had punches thrown. One by Abdul Carter at Patrick Paul. Austin Jackson at an unrecognized Giant. And Jacob Rodriguez and his mustache just had an interception. So that's kind of the big highlights that we have from today in joint practice land for the Miami Dolphins. Pretty much the long and short of it when it comes to that stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, but this is like, this is why these practices don't, because let's think of it this way. How do you feel going into, say, if we go watch a fight or a card and we watch it at the UFC Center versus watching it in the Kaseya Center,
mm-hmm.
right? Your mind is just different, right? It's something about being in an arena that you competed for, that you've been wanting to get to your whole life, that you're mentally like, and some guys can get through it, right? But it's different.
You didn't feel like it was the same watching it at a roller skate rink?
Right. And maybe the fighters like did, but you know, when you like after the fight, I saw guys ordering empanadas next to me.
That was crazy.
Right. So how, like, and so I say this for the same reason of practice. When you have 2,000 people watching you
mm-hmm.
versus 40 or 50 is preseason. So I'm going to say 35, 40. Your mindset is different. Like when you go on a bus to a game or you drive to a game and then you have to do your whole preseason thing, your mentality of how you go about that game is always different than practice. Coaches say, yeah, I want you to practice hard so you play hard, but it's still different. Mentally, it's different. Mentally, a quarterback that's not getting hit is going to play quarterback a lot different than when he got people at his feet all game.
I wonder what the Giants are kind of expecting to be this year, because you bring in Harbaugh is obviously distinguished. Everybody kind of liked their young crew, their little CTE twins.
Right.
They got a lot of talent, but I mean, I wouldn't say that the favorites in that division by any means, right?
No, because they have a lot, and it's one of those things where, you know, like regardless of what you think. So, for example, if you look at a team like Cincinnati, who has Joe Burrow and is you know, has gone to a Super Bowl and gone to a championship game, you know.
Trust me, we hear about it.
Are people even still thinking they're anything less than second or third in that division?
I don't think anybody. I think you go into every year probably expecting the Ravens to win it always.
The Ravens, some kind of way, the Steelers to be involved. Like, I don't know about this year.
I can't pick them.
Right. Now, I know you can't pick them, but over the years, they've always been there.
Yeah, they're always. I mean, so, they're always there because of time.
I would say no matter how much talent and how much better Cincinnati looks, they're always going to be considered, you know, not as good as the Cowboys or the Eagles.
Well, I guess it depends if the Cowboys actually have a playable defense this year, right? Like their defense was awful last year.
Well, they just paid a guy like they do.
Yeah, I mean, they paid Quinnen Williams. They brought in Von Miller. I mean, they expect it to be better, hard to be worse. And you probably should have. I mean, they traded one of the best defenders in the league.
For one of the best defenders in the league inside.
Well, they ended up using that stuff to go get him. Yeah. Right. You know, I'm curious with the, you know, because a lot of people looked at that Packers defense really fell off when he got hurt last year, Micah Parsons.
Right.
You know, obviously, I mean, he's really great, but.
And so how are they going to look if he doesn't return right away?
Well, and how are they going to look with Halfley? Like if Halfley's not there anymore calling the defense. So right. That's going to be interesting.
There's a lot of that in the league that we've just taken for granted. Right. And I kind of mentioned it earlier that you have a lot of teams with new coaches. You look at Buffalo, you look at Pittsburgh, you look at the Giants. The Giants haven't been good. So you can definitely say that coach is going to make them better. Harbaugh is going to make them better. But how much better can Joe Brady make Buffalo? How much better can Mike McCarthy make Pittsburgh, right? Like, because the coaches they had success. But we tend to say all the time that when you plateau, that if we had another coach, we'd take that next jump.
I wonder what's more excited. Like, do you think the fan base are more excited to get an established guy like a McCarthy or a Harbaugh, or is it sexier now to get the new guy? Because I feel like the new guys have been kind of the, I mean, Vrabel obviously was great last year with the Patriots, you know, before he got all horny. But the I think that first time head coach, you always kind of, I don't know what it's like going to be with him holding the ride of a season yet.
Right. There's so much unknown in the NFL that we just ignore. Right. We ignore it. Like, and we're not even talking about, think about it. We're not even talking about the players. We're not even talking about the added or lost players, the injured players, or the players that are going to take that next step. Right now, we're just talking about coaches and what those coaches can get out of these players. So, like, I don't know. Like, I think if you go to, and a lot of times when teams switch coaches, they go to a different style of coach, right? McCarthy is not going to have press conferences like Mike Tomlin. He's just not, right? No. And how he went about doing things and how he went about, you know, getting his team prepared to play is going to be a little different. What if the Steelers don't respond to that? Because they think about this. For the last 50 years, they've had a certain type of coach. When you think of who's the original coach?
Cowher?
No, before Cowher. Slipped my mind. But you go Cowher, he was a very hard-nosed coach. Then you go Chuck Knoll. There it is. So you go Chuck Knoll.
Chuck Knoll's a great coach name.
Right. Then you go go to the next coach. Then you go to the next coach. For the last 50 years, they've had a certain type of coach. Mike McCarthy is not considered to be, you know, the square jaw, mean mugging style coach. How's that going to affect, you know, that team?
Don't know, but we'll get you some more updates from Finn's practice as it looks like the joint practices starting to wind down. Looks like it was,
some would say that thing was winded down a long time ago.
Tap machine. Dolphins got a lot of things to clean up, and you guys might need a lot of things to clean up when it comes to your dry cleaning. Okay. Nobody wants dirty laundry. Nobody wants things that are not fit right, especially when it comes to your formal wear, your office wear, school uniforms. That's why you want to use the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida, and that's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The owners are, that's our guy. You call or text him anytime at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383.
They've been around for 40 years. They're family owned. It's back to school. Everybody's back in school. You might need something trimmed up, taken care of. Ours mother's the seamstress, so you know you're going to get that good family care. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach County, and they can pick up and drop off your orders. I know you're busy with school right now. Traffic is a beast.
Oh.
So maybe Ira could come pick it up.
They got that
drop
fleet,
it off
dude.
For you. And guess what? Not only that, come pick it up, drop it off, same day stuff. Give them a call and mention Tobin and Leroy, and you get 25% off your order.
How about that, dude? Yeah. We don't get anybody anything that good.
Nope.
Mostly they're like, oh, those two rascals? No. You go to A&T Dry Cleaners, you mentioned Tobin and Leroy, 25% off your order. By the way, I saw a great commercial put out on social media by Ara and Mama. I thought it was fantastic. Great acting chops by them. Mwah. Fantastic. Loved it, dude. Loved it. You guys can call or text them anytime. 954-610-9383. And once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you never want to launder your own clothes.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Again, now welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with ya. I don't know why it sounded like 40s man there. Here with ya. Hey, see? Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It is that time when we like to mix things up here. We like to refer to this segment as the mixed bag, ya rascals. Leroy, are you familiar with Oklahoma State? No?
I'm familiar with Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is where Marcus Smart went, right?
It is where Marcus Smart went.
You know why I know that? Because I still talk about the story of him getting in a fight and with a booster and him getting in trouble.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Didn't they allow the big booster there to call plays when he was still alive? Is he still alive?
I don't know, but it just seems like who should have more, who should be more responsible? The older guy, not the 19-year-old.
Well, they don't have I'm a man, I'm 40 anymore. Remember, yep. Mike Gundy was there for the longest. They have a new coach, Eric Morris, and he's getting used to life in Oklahoma, I guess, because he can't sleep because these damn armadillos are keeping him awake. And so he had to get up and he had to take action on his own front lawn.
Brain's going constantly, and so it's something I don't sleep very well. I've had a couple armadillo problems tearing up my lawn, and so finally a couple days ago I just popped up at 2:30 because I couldn't sleep and thinking about something. I thought it was a great opportunity to go outside, and luckily I found him. This is my first experience with an armadillo, and he was crushing my yard, my flower beds, my digging everything up, and but I got him about 2:30. Had to send a text message to my neighbors. I apologize for the gunshot. I am in the country, so it wasn't legal. But I did get rid of him just because I don't sleep right now. You know, I think just naturally that clock's going off in your mind. Continues race on the things we're doing good right now and what we need to continue to build on. And
incredible.
Mm. All because he was ruining his flower beds?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's vermin.
That sounds like you with your possum.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just turtle up?
The armadillo?
Yeah.
I don't think he can.
He probably sneak attacked him. He probably got him when You know, I don't think, like, they're not the Matrix, like Keanu Reeves. Like, he can't see the bullet coming.
I also don't think a bullet's going to really do it. Like, it's still going to get to him, whether he's balled up or not.
No, I mean, there have been stories of bullets bouncing off, like, armadillos. Ricocheting. So I think, yeah, I think you do have to get an armadillo vulnerable. I think you have to get him with his stupid little nose out there, you know, access to him. Because I think if he's balled up, I think he's cool.
Hey, well, I will say this. He definitely wouldn't sleep in Florida.
No way.
I mean, you got the frogs. You got the
frogs are intense. That's all I hear at night.
Not forget the stuff in the trees. Then let's not forget if one of the alligators are mating, they calling each other.
Oh, man, they are. Hey, Clive, I'm sorry about that gunshot. I had a dillo taking up my roses.
That's they're also not considered vermin, by the way.
What do you mean they're not considered vermin?
They're not vermin. They're just a nuisance.
That is vermin. That's literally by definition vermin.
I'm literally telling you what Google says.
Google is saying that it's not vermin, but you're telling me they're a nuisance. That's what vermin is. Like, we don't think of it. I think if I saw an armadillo, I'd be like, that's super cool. It's very unfortunate. I've only seen an alive armadillo down here, and I know they live down here, but I only see it like once. I was taking my daughter to school and it was still like kind of dusky in the morning. So I saw one because they're super cool animals, right? But I think they do tear up gardens, you know? So, you know, it's the country. I don't know what to tell you, Jennifer. They're going to take out an armadillo.
No.
Well, you can't just say no.
No. They're not endangered. They're not like iguanas that you can kill them. I don't think that you should be able to kill them. No. Poor
okay.
Things.
So if you guys were gardeners, are you either one of you gardeners?
No. No.
Okay, so if you have
and I wouldn't
rabbits,
kill an animal for that either.
Okay, but if a rabbit was like chewing up a garden,
that's adorable.
Rabbit?
It is
not
adorable.
Not if you put that work in for that garden.
Exactly.
I would kill make a home for the rabbit.
A bunny rabbit? Are you crazy?
Wait, look, she's fluffing the bill. She call them bunny rabbit.
Yeah,
like yeah,
because that's what they are. They're little bunnies.
Same thing. Okay.
That's awful.
I would make sure that they had a little home in my garden so they can stop messing it up. And if they mess it up, then you know what? I don't need to have a garden.
This is not Winnie the Pooh.
What?
No, it's not. It's Jennifer talking to you.
Yeah, but Jennifer, you think that it's going to talk about you like, oh, dear. No, it's not how it's going to go.
I never said that.
I think that's how you feel.
No, I don't. Stop killing animals for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is their home too, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not their home.
It's not their home. We're just invading their homes.
It's not
their
home.
This is Earth, Tobin. This is Earth. We live on Earth with animals.
They don't pay mortgage. They don't pay rent.
Don't be mad because you built a home over their home.
Nope. Because those, I know what their life expectancy is. All right, that's a 3-year-old rabbit. I've been here for 15 years.
Now you want to go ahead and turn this on rabbits. Like, what did they do to you?
What did they do? You've killed a rabbit before?
I would never do
that.
No, only possum.
And iguanas.
I've never killed an iguana.
I don't believe you.
Sunny Bunny has put some holes in it, but I've...
you let him.
Just because you didn't see it die doesn't mean that...
I don't know. He may have labored after that.
All right.
Poor guy.
I've killed a snake too. I've beheaded a snake.
Although you can kill those. I don't care about those.
Oh, different rules for the two vegans.
Because that
over
one
here.
Can actually hurt you.
Yeah, it causes harm.
Interesting. Armadillos don't cause harm. Leroy, when they're not so fuzzy.
Do you really think that a bunny is going to hurt me? A rabbit's going to hurt me? An armadillo is going to keep his distance. It's not going to do anything to me. A snake on the other
hand? You know what? There's a lot of animals that you say.
Two animals, really. And we're not even going to bring it up because I don't like talking about that.
Right.
I'm already itchy.
I mean, so let me tell you what intangibles do. Leroy sees a snake, he's out of there. Intangibles investigate to see if it's poisonous.
Do you guys think that Mario Cristobal has ever been not able to sleep because the iguana's been on his roof and he's had to take it out?
No.
He doesn't sleep.
He was born and raised here. He knows about the iguanas.
No, I know he knows about them.
Iguanas don't even make noise, though.
Leroy, I have some in my roof. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they can.
I'm talking about vocal noises. They may make noise walking around.
Yeah, that's noise.
Really?
That's very annoying. I ran over one the other day.
Did you stop and give it a proper burial? Then why, again?
Jennifer was with me. Jennifer was with me. I screamed.
I didn't even see it. And she started screaming.
Basically, what you're telling me is your guys' rules only apply to the non-scaled.
It's a cartoon.
Animals.
To the cartoon.
Like
vermin.
I said, there's two of them. Mm. There's two. One is, and they both start with an S. There's snakes, and there's
bird spiders. Doesn't start with an S.
I'm not gonna say.
Oh no, the spiders. She's
yeah,
spiders.
I don't like saying that word. I'm sorry. Nor do I like hearing it.
Speaking of vermin. At City Field, Leroy, take a little looky-loo at what was going on in the crowd here and check out what was happening with the peanuts.
Oh, my goodness. I would be out. What?
What is that?
For our radio audience.
If you were sitting watching a game.
I'd be laughing.
And then a hand just came up out the hole.
Look, he had to be
out of that hole right there.
He's aiming.
For our radio audience, as the person is at the Mets game, I mean, they're housing some peanuts, and there's peanuts right at their feet. A little paw just comes up right through the ground and starts trying to fish some peanut shells to go eat.
I go get a refund. I'm getting a refund.
You guys, I would.
That's not a little paw either. That's a pretty big paw.
That's a raccoon. It's a raccoon, you guys.
Aww. That's got to be a raccoon.
It's 1,000% a raccoon.
Look.
They have like weird.
Let them eat those. Look,
intangibles, investigate.
No, the intangibles were helping him.
Look, Bubba.
Well, it's not Bubba. These people are in Queens.
Yeah, those are city people.
What's this raccoon doing here?
That Paul is actually insane.
No.
Hey, Juan Soto, you bum. I bet this raccoon can hit better than you.
Hey. If they were tangibles, they'd be up on the back of their seat.
I would have left. Absolutely.
To be honest, I would have just been laughing, like let help him get the little nuts.
That's it.
Really, you would give him extra. You would.
Yeah, I would. I mean, like whatever. Yeah. He's just trying to eat.
Poor guy.
Francisco Lindor, go get this raccoon because you can't hit.
Last place, bums. That's crazy, right? Tangibles bought him a beer. Yep. Tangibles bought him a beer.
Unbelievable.
Aww. Hey, little buddy, you want to come up and watch the game with us?
Raccoons can be cute as long as they're not, like, you know, have rabies or anything.
Yeah.
I love raccoons. They are super cute.
I have a friend that had one as a pet.
Really?
You know it's not cute?
Yep.
Possums. Not cute at all.
Oh.
They're so harmless.
They're so harmless, Tobin.
What?
Possums? They're less harmless than the raccoon.
They are, 1,000%.
No, I don't agree.
Yes, they can't even. They barely get rabies. It's like very rare that they got rabies.
We've gone through this already. Like
we've gone through this.
You were fine.
Just because
you were not going to be in harm.
A raccoon is only susceptible to disease. Doesn't mean it's less harmless.
You're
possums are gross. They look like giant rats.
I don't think that they're like
no. Where I'm from, we have giant rats.
Muskrats.
No, neutral rats.
What is that?
Whatever, dude.
It looks like a. Pull it up. Neutral rats.
You can pull it up. We got to take a break. We're back after this.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Relion 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.